So if you want to make fun of what's happening in the Middle East, go ahead. Years ago, it might have seemed taboo, but satirists don't really hold back much these days, even after the Charlie Hebdo massacre in Paris. The Pan-Arabia Inquirer, it's a perfect example. It's an online satirical news outlet that's been called the Middle East version of The Onion. Here's a typical headline. The Islamic State has sensationally won the prestigious 2015 Turner Prize for its conceptual art piece, Smashing Mosul Museum to Pieces, Death to the Infidels. We tracked down the editor of the Pan-Arabia Inquirer, who agreed to an interview but asked to remain anonymous. First, sir, why do you want to remain anonymous?
Well, I think it's for a variety of reasons. I mean, there's the idea of keeping the mystery over the website. I think, you know, if people found out who we actually were, it wouldn't be quite so interesting. And also because myself and fellow writers all have full-time jobs and we'd like to keep it that way.
Are you based in the Arab world, in the Mideast?
We're scattered around. I was based in the Middle East for quite a number of years and have only just recently departed. And the writers that send in stuff are out there on the ground and, you know, coming up with ideas and seeing what goes on around them. And, you know, it's the area still holds a very special place close to my heart.
What prompted you to start the Pan-Arabia Inquirer?
Mainly, it was to keep myself amused. People expect it to have started with some kind of grand plan to introduce satire to the region or to do this, that and the other. But it really started just because it made me laugh. And the fact that it seemed to have made other people laugh along the way is just a bonus, really.
And are those contributions coming from Arab and Muslim satirists?
Yeah, absolutely. They're coming from all over. I have contributions coming in from Lebanon, from Saudi Arabia, from Egypt, all over. That's, I think, what makes it quite special is that it is the ideas come in from all sides of life. In fact, some of our best stories have come in from Arabic readers.
Give me an example of a story that people thought was real and kind of got some nerves slightly frayed.
Our most popular story was one which I was about a year and a half ago, which was a story that said Emirates Airlines was going to introduce a shisha lounge on their A380 planes.
The hookah pipe.
Yeah, exactly, the hookah pipe. And it's the sort of thing that, you know, if you think about it, it's obviously nonsense. You know, there's no way on earth. But it's just about close to the truth that some people picked up on it. And it became a bit of an overnight sensation, so much so that the website couldn't handle the amount of hits that were coming in, and it crashed after a couple of hours. And we had people having online fights in the comments section over, you know, whether it was a good idea or a bad idea, and people were wading in with all sorts of arguments. And eventually, I got one of the funniest letters I've received, which was somebody had actually got in touch with Emirates and they'd been forced to issue some sort of official release saying that it was just a joke, the website was satirical, and they definitely had no plans to introduce hooker pipe lounges on their planes. And this person sent it to me, and underneath it had written, "So stop spreading your lies," obviously having not read the bit at the top, which clearly states this is a satirical website.
We talked about the ISIS conceptual art piece earlier that you guys wrote about. Do you ever take on ISIS in a more kind of really raw way?
They're such a sort of terrifying group at the moment and so dominating headlines from the region that I think what we've tried to do is take them on and try to ridicule them as much as possible and try to – the piece we did today about the Turner Prize, it was just – you know, it's such an awful thing that happened that we just have to try and give it some spin to diminish the depressing nature of it all, I suppose. I think a lot of what we do is just purely to continue to ridicule what they're doing, because on one side it's absolutely terrifying, but on the other side it's absolutely far-fetched and totally removed from reality. So I think it's our job as satirists to try and highlight that.
You have one headline today, 50 Shades of Grey, to include scenes praising UAE leadership. It's pretty good. Suggesting that's all the producers need to do to get distribution in the UAE. Is there anything off limits?
Yeah, there are areas that I probably wouldn't go to. I think most areas involving religion, it's just a bit of a no-go zone. Again, we're not setting out to offend people, so... Also, I mean, we don't want, if the website was blocked, which, you know, governments in the region are very quick at doing, that would lose all our audience. So we have to be slightly careful about how we tone things. And I think we've managed to find that fine line of pushing boundaries without stepping massively over.
That was the editor of the Pan-Arabian Inquirer, a satirical news site about the Middle East with a brand of humor very similar to The Onion's.